The decision by the court to redirect the president of the country to consider whether he has followed the Act of Parliament in terms of the recognition of a king of the Zulu nation is a major embarrassment for the president. It's also a major embarrassment because we've had a huge ceremony that was attended by the kings of the world, including a number of royal families from Africa as well as Europe. What the judge said is that there is a way in which the president recognizes somebody who is going to be a king of the Zulus. And I think that applies to all other kings, that the appointment of a king, which is different from the appointment of presidents through elections, is that there is a customary approach which requires that there must be a serious consultation so that when a person is appointed, there's a unity within the royal family. What we know is that the royal family is the one that had gone to court to suggest that the president had not followed to the letter and the spirit of the law. Hence, the court decided that on the basis of the facts before it, it is very clear that the president had acted hastily and has not followed the rules and procedures as dictated by law.
Professor, does this ruling mean that the king is no longer king?
Well, at the moment, what it means is that the question of him being king is now being questioned. And of course, within the royal family, as I said, there are always divisions. So until this matter is settled, it will be very difficult for him to carry his functions as a king when his kingship or the recognition has been found to be invalid. So at the moment, he may have to wait for his time. But those who are challenging him are also wanting to claim that they are also heirs to the throne. So we don't know how it's going to express itself. But what we know is that there are some who accept him as king, and there are some who do not accept him as king. And this is where the crisis is.
We know the Zulu nation is a powerful nation in South Africa. To what degree would this have an impact on South African election coming up soon?
Effectively, it divides the members of the royal family. It divides the Zulu nation. And if the president is also found to have acted in a manner that is not consistent, it gives a lot of support to those people who do not want to support the African National Congress, of which the president leads.
Professor, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and thank you so much, as usual.
You're welcome.